Okay, so yeah, we were trying to get Akdama that again, we're trying to juggle the dichotomy and the paradoxical whatever
Nature.
nature of the
The
statement,
creation of Ra.
which is that Ra is not created, but nothing happens without being created. So if there's no creation, the kufa shouldn't happen. So he's trying to say that everything is designed to be a manifestation of the hashpa it receives. So if it receives a pure hashpa toiv, it's good. If it receives a mixed hashpa, not toiv, etc. No. Aval. We're in Kuf Tezayin, and okay. And last night's main one of the chidushim was that there's no koyach and poel. Koyach and poel is guf of creation, and that's bereishis nami maimerhu. The last paragraph on page Sadi Gimel. V'hinei kol zman avoidas ha'adam ha'ashpo mislabeshes belavushim eila ubekalois zman ha'avoida tispashit gam hi min ha'levushim. So he says something here. It's hard to understand what he's saying. During the zman of avoida, the hashpo'ah that we have is mislabesh belavushim eila. Zokt, I want to just read the footnote here. Footnote number 207. He says the following: Levushim eile hin hanhagois hadin vehester hamaafilois al hashpoas midas hacheser hashlema. Hashpoa is chesed, but the requirements of hashpoa to shtim with din require it to be mitzumtzum a little bit, and mitzumtzemes oisa and mitzumtzum the hashpoa. Until it eventually gets produced differently. Now, why is that din? It's din because if it wasn't for din, then Hashem would just give us everything. But since din requires us to earn it, earning it requires hester, and therefore din is mechayiv that the hashpah doesn't come in its full glory. Call it. Okay? Once we get past the Zman of Avodah, the Zman of Avodah is the Zman that we need to earn the Hashpah, we need to earn everything. Once we get past the Zman of Avodah, we don't have to earn it anymore. We just experience the Hashpah. Once you could experience the Hashpah without having to earn the full Toiv and the Gilui of it, Memela, all those Tzimtzumim are relieved from the hashpa, and then the hashpa can come in its full toiv. That's what this paragraph means. Let's see it again. Vihine. You have it
Yeah,
there?
right there.
It's the top of page in the English edition,
260.
260. Vihine. Kol is big chizuch. 260 pages already. In Hebrew, we're up to Tzadi Gimel. Okay. Vihine. Kol zman avodas ha'adam ha'hashpa mislabeshes b'levushim eila. The hashpah is covered over with the levushim of din. Ubekloyis zman avodah. But when you get to the next world, tispashit gavim in alavushim. The din will leave. Va'omna misibois gedolos v'gangulim gedolim. But because of a lot of reasons, some of Adon Baruch Hu ledavar hazeh la'agiyot achlisa. This is the way it has to be. V'nimtza sheshoresh hischalfus zmanei ha'olam hu derech hashpa'asa yizbarach. So the levels are going to depend on the Zman in history. So if ain chadash tachas hashemesh, so how's it going to be that all of a sudden at one point in the Bria there will be that everyone lives in the form of an neshama with no guf? That's not the Bria that we have. So Yesh Kol Chatzos, Hashem is going to create a brand new Bria. So he's tightening it up. No, The real hashpah that Hashem has for Brias Olam should look like that. If there's no guf, and there's nothing pulling us towards Ra, and there's nothing distracting us from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because we have to earn it, and all the cheshbonim that we have, Hashem added on hashpois and tzimtzumim to the hashpah of din, which makes that hashpah ends up manifesting itself in the world that we have. And as we get closer to reality, those layers will become peeled off one at a time. Those layers of din. That's how the world works. Pretty fascinating. Klolo Yishal Davar. Klolo Yishal Davar. Chidesh Ha'odin Baruch Hu Hashpa'a Mimenu El HaNimtzoyim. Hashem made a Hashpa'a to come from him to the creations. The real depth of it, it's mamish like kavyochol ashpa from him himself. Then he created ways for it to manifest itself. In other words, if we go back now, all of a sudden, what he just did was in these few words here, what he just did is an unbelievable zakon here. What he did was he just connected the whole first half of the sefer with the second half of the sefer. The whole first half. We were talking that the tachlis of the world is the midah of gilui yichudai, right? We said that the only midah that we can be megala is the yichud Hashem. We can't be megala other midahs because we can't fathom their shlemus. But the only thing we can fathom is the yichud of Hashem. And the tachlis in the bria is the gilui of the yichud of Hashem. But then we said a whole other thing, tchias emesim, and all these things. And the seven shlavim and sheshes alafim toyu and what's going on? He's saying it's all part of it. It's all part of the system of gilui of the yichud. The way that the gilui yichud happens is that you peel off layers of the tzimtzum of the din, and then all of a sudden it becomes more and more clear that the pure hashpah is all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So. When if the tachlis the world is getting closer to its tachlis, that means that the layers of din coming over the hashba will be peeled off one by one.
Wouldn't that be recognizable if you look back at the history? Like, is that like if you look at the nature of the
Do
world
we see it
today?
now yet?
I see more Hester now. All right, maybe feels it. We don't see
There's
that.
definitely a concept of Chevle Mashiach, right? So there's definitely a concept that it's going to get worse before it gets better.
No, but that's the exact opposite of what we're saying.
But I don't know if he's not talking about this process now. This is all in one process of the 6,000 years till Mashiach.
Right,
But
but
then there's another 2,000, there's a year, there's more time, more periods of time. And those periods of time is what we're talking about. After the 1,000
post-Mashiach.
years, post.
The peeling away the
Post
layer.
these 6,000 years, not during these 6,000 years. It's not till Mashiach this. The peeling off the layers is not happening till Mashiach.
Oh, meaning the process of even starting to peel is not happening until after Mashiach.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Till the world reaches the tachlis.
Right.
The world doesn't necessarily reach its tachlis by Mashiach.
So what's
I
the point of all
thought I
this?
was. I thought the world reaches its tachlis once when the last
He said
layer
Mashiach is not really
is revealed.
tachlis yet. Because he learns that there's a whole another 1,000 years after that. And that whole 1,000 years that the tzaddikim are flying around, whatever that meant.
I don't think I was there that night. Okay.
Huh? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that there's that Shishisalafim Shana. Shnei Ella Toyu, Shnei Alafim Toyu, and Shnei Alafim Mashiach, Shivasalafim is Tzaddikim. Is oilam charev v'tzadikim No lulun can find him, and they're flying around the world. It's a Gemara.
Thinking.
So he explains what that meant. That the tzaddikim can somehow during that seven thousandth millennium. So during the seventh millennium of Bria, the tachlis of the world, that's when it will allow your peel off. And then we'll see that tzaddikim don't have to misyachas to their guf, and they're going to fly around the world. That's what he said. I think that's what he's referring to. Let's just finish the last paragraph. Mashatzar lanu b'makom hazeh hu ladas shebahashpa atzma kudushe dvorim chidsha gzer al yona v'heim ha'ikar b'mashe nimtza achar kach b'olam ki rak achar kol ha'achonas ha'ile asa olam ha'shafel hazeh we have to know that this world is not the Tachlis, and this world is just a big, big, big hiding game, hiding of secrets. This is Hester, we have to find him.
Thanks for the share.